A coalition of government reform groups say the New York State legislature should consider limiting some of Governor Andrew Cuomo's emergency powers gained during the pandemic and return, at least remotely, to meeting in session to set policy for the state. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
In early March, as the coronavirus rapidly gained ground in New York, the legislature granted Governor Cuomo special emergency powers. He could temporarily suspend laws or create new ones to fight the pandemic. Since then, the governor has issued over 40 executive orders that changed over 250 statutes. They range from whether or not nursing homes have to readmit residents who are in the hospital with COVID-19 to closing schools and businesses and requiring that everyone wear face masks in public. Cuomo has been widely praised for his handling of the crisis. But now that the spread of the virus is easing in New York, reform groups including Common Cause, the League of Women Voters, and Reinvent Albany have written to the legislative leaders asking them to take back some of the governing responsibilities that they gave to the governor. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group, which is also part of the coalition, says re-involving the legislature in the decision-making process is in the best interests of democracy. He spoke via Skype.
In March, the governor and legislative leaders agreed to new powers for the governor, basically to enact laws unilaterally with a veto power for the legislature. As the pandemic has eased, we think the legislature should get back to work, hold committee meetings, move bills.
Horner says in a normal year, the legislature acts on 800 to 900 bills. So far this year, just 150 have passed. At the very least, the group say, the legislature should reassert its governing powers to vote on whether any of the executive orders should be extended when they come up for renewal. Some state lawmakers, including Republican legislative leaders, as well as some liberal Democrats, have also called for reining in some of the governor's powers. Cuomo, asked about the letter in a recent coronavirus briefing, condemned the idea, saying that with the virus spiking alarmingly in other states, there is no thinking American who does not believe that this is a state of emergency.
To tell you how stupid an idea that is, frankly, if the emergency powers, and stupid is a strong word, but sometimes it's just stupid. If the executive orders go away, you know what that means? You don't have to wear a mask. You don't have to socially distance. All businesses automatically reopen. Every business, movie theaters, Broadway, everything automatically reopens. Hospitals don't have to take people who have COVID unless they can pay. Everything that we have done that has worked goes away immediately because they were all done by executive order.
The governor says the legislature still retains the authority to pass a law to override any executive order that he issues. Horner with NYPERG says the groups are not criticizing the governor's handling of the crisis or saying that the pandemic is over, but they are advocating for a return to the democratic principles found in the nation's and the state's constitutions.
We're arguing for is a return to American form of democracy, a system of checks and balances. If the governor doesn't like that, of course, he's tied to his opinion, but it would be a debate we'd have to have with Thomas Jefferson, not with us. We didn't dream up the American system of democracy that was done by the founding fathers.
Cuomo could not give a date for when he thinks it's appropriate that the emergency powers discontinue, saying when COVID ends, the emergency ends. A source in the legislature confirms that the Senate and Assembly are holding private party conferences on Wednesday and that they might reconvene in session the week of July 20th. No agenda has yet been set. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.